What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Lepinobi here with Unapologetic Live. Taylor's in the house, too.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo. Today, we're going to be having a fun time. Because, you know, we work at PragerU, a nonprofit that is no stranger to getting hated on any given day. We've had hit pieces done about us, video essays done about us, an entire institute, a whole separate nonprofit that is made to try and debunk us or to promote a progressive alternative to what is PragerU. And today we found another hit piece on us. It is in video essay format and it's titled Alt-Right Pipeline 2, Electric PragerU. I love it. I love it. We're already getting a little taste of what this is going to be about.
Electric PragerU.
Yeah, so I'm already getting characterized as alt-right here. Taylor is also, for working at PragerU, our over 100-plus employees here are also being characterized as alt-right. And we're going to get down to the bottom of this, because this is news to me. This is a video made by a channel under the name Zoe B. I imagine this is Zoe, although I haven't done much research into the videos that this young woman makes. We're going to watch this video, and let's see. Does she make any claim that is actually substantiated throughout the video? Does she call out any of the content in our 5-minute videos? Does she have anything in particular to say that truly makes the case for PragerU being an alt-right institution? I'm going to say that I highly doubt it, because in all the hit pieces that have ever been made about PragerU, not a single one of them has made a valid piece, has given a valid piece of criticism. But here we go. This is Zoe B, Alt-Right Pipeline 2, Electric PragerU.
Do you remember way back in 2017 when everyone was obsessed with the alt-right?
And by everybody, we mean just the extreme left, but that's okay.
In the wake of Gamergate and at the dawn of the Trump presidency, we had identified this new political niche, this radical and sometimes dangerous movement that was gaining a lot of traction and somehow attracting swaths of young, mostly white men. And we spent years talking about it, dissecting it, figuring out who was leading the helm and what kind of rhetorical tactics they were using. We even had a fun little name for it. We called it the Alt-Right Pipeline. But then stuff happened. There was a whole pandemic and an attempted coup, and Australia was on fire for a while. Do you remember that? And as the world was burning, discussions of the alt-right and the pipeline that had created them were put aside. We had bigger fish to fry. Now, don't get me wrong.
By bigger fish to fry, we mean like tons, thousands of progressives in the streets setting things on fire in the name of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. Those are bigger fish to fry, certainly, than whatever the alt-right is. I'm still waiting to get a definition of exactly what alt-right is, but in case she does not provide it, we will look one up and provide one of our own.
Wrong. People are still talking about alt-right figures and radical rhetoric. But it feels different now, right? Like, we're still talking about it, but we've stopped asking questions about it. We think we have it all figured out. We know there's an alt-right pipeline, and we know where it's coming from,
and we
know how they attract people. Or so we think. Because, as it turns out, while we have been busy with, you know...
Oh yeah, it looks a lot like the George Floyd riots. That's pretty accurate,
wow.
Actually. I think we're actually might be onto something.
The world circa 2020, it says.
Yeah.
That's very on the nose.
Very on the nose. Although I have a feeling she's going to be placing the blame maybe somewhere else, but that's all right.
The alt-right pipeline has changed. So... let's talk about that. Let's talk about the alt-right and the new alt-right pipeline. And let's talk about the channel that's not just helped the pipeline stay open, but has even added shiny new entrances with sleek matte branding stamped on the side.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about PragerU.
Ooh, spooky, spooky with our sleek matte branding. Thank you to our design team. I don't know if any of you guys are watching right now, but you're doing a killer job with our branding, apparently. We did not get a definition for what alt-right is in the intro. So let's go ahead. I've given it a quick Google. We're going to give the Google definition of what alt-right means. So in the U.S. specifically, a right-wing ideological movement characterized by a rejection of mainstream politics... somewhat checked, although, you know, we can discuss what mainstream politics means to this particular dictionary, and by the use of online media to disseminate provocative content. Who gets to call it provocative? It's only provocative if you are provoked by it. Any sort of free thinker who watches PragerU goes, oh, there's just a set of ideas, and maybe it's ideas that I share, maybe it's ideas that I don't, but only people who are provoked, meaning very sensitive people, can deem something to be provocative, but we'll move on. Often expressing opposition to racial, religious, or gender equality. See, this is where that little tail end of the definition, often expressing opposition to racial, religious, or gender equality. This is where you've lost me. First of all, alt-right is just it's such an extreme characterization of anything that's being created at PragerU. We are very much an organization full of racial and religious and gender equality. If you walk through the halls of PragerU right now, what will you see? You're going to see a bunch of people of all different ages, of different skin tones, surprisingly. Oh my gosh, how spooky that I'm sitting here amongst all these people of different skin colors. You're going to see people of different religious backgrounds. I don't practice religion. Taylor's Christian. We have Jewish people roaming around the halls. We've got atheists among us. So I'm confused here as to how PragerU has been deemed the bastion of the alt-right movement. Taylor, can you clarify this for me?
Yeah, I mean, we're just so opposed to, equality with gender, religion, mm-hmm. and race that we hired a black female unreligious person and gave her a show every day.
Right.
Because that's how much we oppose equality.
That's how scared we are of racial equality in the United States of America. And if you go through PragerU's videos, which we will kind of do at some point as she starts to call them out and talk about our marketing strategy, if you go through and look at them, we have tons of videos about how America is a special country because it was not founded on something like racial lines or religious lines, but on instead a set of ideas that allow people of all different backgrounds to flourish here in this country. Now, we'll get more into this. We're only into this, like, about 2 minutes into the intro now, so let's keep watching and see if Zoe substantiates what is a whopping claim she just made about us being alt-right. Oh, couldn't do it without the spooky music, right? Because we're so scary. Okay.
Music slaps.
Music slaps. Now the beat's in. Okay. Okay, Zoe.
All right, so for those of you who may not be familiar, PragerU is a YouTube channel and conservative nonprofit whose goal is to funnel casual viewers toward their core right-wing messaging. And that's not an inference on my part either. I'm not putting words in their mouth or anything. They literally advertise it. But we have an important...
They literally advertise the fact that they would like one person to watch one video, and then if they like it, watch more videos. So spooky.
Important question to ask here. How does PragerU funnel their viewers, and what makes their funnel different from the traditional alt-right pipeline? Well, according to their marketing materials, their funnel looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
The mouth of the funnel opens with two types of videos, short educational videos and skits. They make 5-minute videos that are meant to look like clear, trustworthy educational resources about current events.
Meant to look like because they are. But we'll get to the funnel in a little bit.
For people who might want to learn more about stuff going on in the news. And then they also make funny little TikToks and quick man-on-the-street clips for people looking for laughs. Both kinds of videos usually feature caricatures of leftists or the most damning soundbites they could get from-
Not caricatures. Real people. Like real people who we go out to the street and interview and ask questions and go, how do you feel about this? And then they say the thing that they say, and then we take the footage and then we give it to you guys. But sure.
Left-leaning people. And they're basically saying, hey, look how wild these opinions are. Aren't you glad you're not as radical as these crazy leftists?
Accurate.
Based.
Which functions to make their educational content look moderate or to make the left-leaning positions look absurd and funny.
Okay, pause, because we've moved on for a little bit and I want to actually go back to what is our marketing funnel. Shout out to Craig in marketing. He's also my boss. Good job with your funnel, Craig, because we're getting some press about this. Let's look at our funnel, right? And I want to point out what should be very clear from the outset here, that this funnel is not unique to our organization, although the words on this particular page are. Any single organization or media company that existed ever has the goal of somebody watching one of their videos and then watching more, and then building a deeper connection to what is the style of that particular media outlet, and, you know, growing a connection to that and going deeper and deeper and deeper into this funnel. We've simply just created this map that shows exactly that. Now, she talks about how our content is meant to be, you know, in this veil of being moderate, where we're trying to convince people that what is very extreme alt-right content is moderate. And she shows this graph in order to sort of show that to you. So let's look. Our mass-reaching content, Will Witt and the other personalities, meaning me, our micro-content, our social media posts, and those funny little TikToks she talked about. So she's making it seem as if we're putting out these, like, oh, look at how simple and funny this is, and come on in, guys, so we can get you to the deeper content. I know you're laughing at this one, but soon we're going to teach you how to be a racist. And the funnel goes deeper and deeper into deep engagement. Now look at the deep engagement triangle of it. And we have two shows in our deep engagement triangle, and that is Fireside Chat in Book Club. So let's look up Book Club, and we'll show you what videos are in our deep engagement funnel. Oh my gosh, Lauren Chen and Michael Knowles discussing Lord of the Flies, or the Book of Exodus, or A Tale of Two Cities, or Jane Eyre. God forbid somebody watches the video with Douglas Murray about King Lear. They might become a conservative. How scary would that be? I think that if I click any of these, if I watch Gina Bontempo and Michael Knowles discuss Frankenstein, I might just sign myself up for the next Charlottesville rally after watching that. And then we have our Fireside Chats, which you all know. You guys are fans of Fireside Chat. It features our America's grandpa, Dennis Prager, and his fat dog Otto sitting by a fire talking about different issues that are in the cultural zeitgeist of today. Videos like, is it offensive to ask where are you from? The necessity of fathers, how scary is that? The problem with a safety obsession. So I'm waiting and hoping that if somebody like Zoe is going to call us an alt-right organization, I'm going to hope that she pulls up videos and she pulls up quotes of things that have been said in PragerU videos that truly display a message of racial, gender, or religious inequality that we are trying to push for here in the United States, because so far it hasn't happened. And the very core of our funnel, if you go back and you want to look at our marketing strategy, is our 5-minute videos, which are on everything under the sun: economics, political science, race, culture, life lessons, American values, the environment, so scary, right? Free speech, history, education. And you can scroll through all of these, and I swear to you, they're not crazy. Also, look at how many people of different backgrounds this features. I see white people, I see black people, I see women, I see men, I see people of different religious backgrounds. I see a multitude of different ideas that all fall under what is our PragerU umbrella. But because the branding is consistent and it looks so beautiful, it's tricking people into thinking we are legitimate, even though we bring in experts and people who do this for a living to create these 5-minute videos. And we actually go through a multitude of steps when writing a script, fact-checking that script, checking the script with the presenter that is coming to do the 5-minute video, and making sure everything is up to standard, sourcing all the videos that we make and put out, and then giving all of that to you for how much? For free. For free, we give that to everybody. But we're just an alt-right pipeline, brother. Let me tell you. Now let's try to get back to where we were in this video and see what she has to say.
Think, you know what? These are pretty funny or useful. I want to keep watching. And so you subscribe to their channel. Mm-hmm. Once they have your subscription, their content shows up on your YouTube home feed. And now you're not just getting their basic, broadly appealing content, but you're also getting their podcasts and their mini documentaries and their interviews with conservative figures. And maybe in one of their videos, they mention how YouTube is censoring their content, and that really piques your interest. What could they have said that was so bad that it got removed from the platform? So maybe you think,
we ask ourselves, you know, that every day.
Let me check out the website and see if I can find their censored content there. So you go to their website and you start watching their restricted videos playlist. And once you've spent a couple hours there, maybe you sit back and think, you know what? This is really solid. I can't believe that they're being unfairly censored by YouTube. How can I show my support? And so you browse the site and find a big donation link that tells you how, for only $35 a month, you can become a member of Prager United and get quarterly gift boxes and discounts for their merch store, because of course they have a merch store. And
what? Because of course they have a merch store. I'm sure, Zoe, if you were a big enough YouTuber that people started requesting, I don't know, your name on t-shirts or some quotes that you've said on a hat or something like that, would you not open a merch store? Are you not a businesswoman yourself who's on YouTube? What I'm struggling to decide here is how anything she's saying is different from any other content creator that is on the internet. And she's saying it in this nefarious sort of tone of, and then you find out that they're being censored on YouTube, so you go and support their very own website, and then you look at the censored content and you enjoy it. So you think, why not donate to these people so they can make more content? And in return, when you donate, they send you merch? It's what any YouTuber ever does. They go, hey guys, just in case you want my own personal content or a little bit of extra on the side, go to my website. And if you want to support me and pay for the content that you enjoy for free, go to my Patreon or buy a t-shirt that we have or buy a hat. So is it okay if they do that so long as they're progressive and they support the message that you like, and then it's not okay when conservatives do it?
And while we're here, it's actually a 25% off sale on the BreakerU merch store.
Yes.
As it happens for the 4th of July. So you can go and get your very own BreakerU dog bowl.
Exactly.
Or BreakerU t-shirt for 25% off now through 4th of July.
Or you can get conservative figures on coffee coasters. Oh my gosh. Zoe will really be upset then. So yes, guys, go to BreakerU.com/shop and everything is 25% off. But I imagine that's evil too, because we're conservatives doing it. But yeah, if you want to support us, it does actually go towards the content, which Zoe will get to. We do make in-house, like any other media company ever. And you guys can support us by giving us a donation. Zoe sure as hell wouldn't like that. But you guys get to decide. That's the great part about us having our own website, much like any other creator. Here we go.
Another perks and insider updates. And suddenly, you've become a paying member of the PragerU family. Now, this sounds pretty similar to the traditional alt-right pipeline.
No, it sounds pretty similar to literally anything ever on the internet that you like. It's not an alt-right pipeline. It's not some crazy conspiracy theorist buy your tinfoil hat at PragerU.com. It's everything that anybody else does on the internet. And I imagine if I search through Zoe's page long enough, which I'm not willing to do at this time, I would find maybe a Patreon or somewhere that we can support her. In fact, let me just really quickly, even if it's not in the description, I want to check just to make sure that she's not doing this herself, because then I will call her a pipeline. Let's see. You can become a channel member to Zoe's channel right down here at the bottom. And she says right here, what does Zoe have? Oh my God. I clicked the link in a Patreon, just loaded. You can actually donate to Zoe right now, and it helps her create content. This is a progressive, radical, extremist pipeline in the making. No, I would never say that, because it's simply somebody who expresses views that I disagree with, who is making content that people like, and that people are willing to pay to help support her. That's all it is. She's not some progressive, radical pipeline, although I could go and make a full 22-minute video characterizing her as such, but that wouldn't be genuine, would it? It would be a false argument. It would be a mischaracterization, if you will. But let's continue.
Right? In the mid-2010s, disinformation and bigotry reached a fever pitch on YouTube. This was the age of angry, reactionary content creators who were anti-feminist, anti-SJW, and anti-PC. But these creators didn't pull viewers in by immediately inundating them with racist rhetoric or explicit calls to violence. They pulled them in using silly comedy videos and webcomics and movie reviews and gaming videos. Those were the videos that had mass appeal, and once you'd watched a video about how silly Anita Sarkeesian is, maybe you got a video about forced diversity in video games, and then you got one about immigration and white replacement theory.
Wow.
This is the exact same trajectory as PragerU's content funnel.
Except it's not. And we're 5 minutes and 37 seconds in, and I haven't gotten one example of something racist we've said. We definitely don't have a video on anything called the white replacement theory, and we're certainly not advocating against racial, gender, and religious-based equality. So this is the thing with people who are like this that just, you know, gets the gears turning a little bit, that you can be so confident. It's the confidence for me. for you to get on and make a whole 22-minute video that clearly you've put quite a bit of time into. Like, you've read into PragerU, you've looked at our marketing materials, you've taken the time to edit this to even write out exactly what you're going to say, yet have made not one single claim when we are 1/4 through the video about anything that has ever been said that is problematic. The only thing you've said is they think things that I don't like and that I don't agree with, therefore wrong. Come on now.
And real quick, if she would have just taken the time to watch the video that she had pulled up on her computer, which was our PragerU video by Michael Knowles on what is the alt-right, you would see that we explain how much we disagree with them and denounce them in that video. And we explain how dumb it is that there is that these people are an alt-right. And if you ask the average, like, PragerU supporter, follower, what the alt-right is, they probably don't even know. That's why we have a video on it. So you can look it up and find out what everyone tries to paint us as. But we literally have a video on the website that you pulled up on this video denouncing what it is and explaining how stupid it is. So it's like, at least have the put forth the effort to, like, establish what our position actually is instead of just painting these broad brush strokes that have nothing to do with the actual content.
Right. $10 to her Patreon says she didn't watch the video. And if you did, that's even worse because you made a mischaracterization and you took the time to create a content like this that now has 150,000 views on it that is completely false. So you either watched the video and just ignored everything that you listened to when you watched it, or you didn't watch it and continued to make a video about PragerU. But that's all right. Let's keep going.
What makes this new pipeline different from the old one? Well, the old pipeline was built on several different channels all working together to bring people in. But the thing about PragerU is that it's more like a traditional media company or TV network. They keep everything in-house. They have a monopoly on the pipeline. It's pretty much just them.
Okay, wait. I'm confused because we have PragerU, we've got Daily Wire, we've got Blaze TV, you have all of your independent and alternative conservative news media outlets, you have your personalities like Crowder, you have Joe Rogan. So I'm confused. Monopoly, just in case we need a definition, is when, you know, one entity truly controls everything in whatever market they're in. But I just named, you know, 4 or 5 different other entities that are doing the exact same thing. Well, not the exact same thing, because nobody does it as best as we do it, but who are doing very similar messaging to what we put out on a daily basis. So where is the monopoly at? I'm just asking. Please clarify.
And that's dangerous. PragerU features all these different right-wing creators and academics and speakers and just, like, normal people under the same banner with the same sleek editing and consistent branding. They advertise these speakers as experts and label themselves as a university, if not a legit educational institution, then at least like an alternative kind of school that has a budget and is really polished and put together. This consistent branding helps to make all of their speakers appear equivalent. PragerU features people from all across the spectrum of right-wing thought, and when they come together under the same banner, it makes them all look pretty moderate. When you have one video featuring former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino, where she gives you advice on how to get through a quarter-life crisis, and then you have another video from noted political agitator and conspiracy theorist Charlie Kirk, where he explains how colleges and universities are leftist cults and indoctrination centers.
True. Based.
They're put on the same playing field, so they must be peers, right?
They very much are peers. I'm sure there are several instances where Dana Perino and Charlie Kirk have been in the same room, maybe even on the same show or program. They very much are intellectual peers in what they were doing. Now, if you're going to step outside and make the argument, oh, well, Charlie Kirk doesn't have a degree, or Charlie Kirk hasn't been labeled an expert by XYZ entity, then you're just appealing to authority in a way that is not convincing to people, which is why. It's exactly why people watch PragerU. Because if you turn on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, you will get an onslaught of people who claim to be experts and have their PhDs and their degree from something or other attached to their name, but all they're telling you is BS day in and day out. We went through it through the George Floyd riots and all of COVID's pandemic, and we got lie after lie and propaganda after propaganda from people who say they are experts and appeal to that authority of having a degree or of going to Harvard or an Ivy League institution. And there are many people who we have in our 5-minute videos who did go to Harvard, who are from Ivy League institutions, but we also have people just with sheer knowledge and experience and wisdom who have built themselves up as personalities or as, quote, experts in the field that they are talking about, which is why we invite them into our in-house media outlet, so scary, and have them go through and do a 5-minute video that has been fact-checked from top to bottom and is sourced for you to see on our website. And still, we are now 7 minutes in, and we have not gotten a distinct claim of something that has been said in one of our videos that is controversial or provocative, as the definition of alt-right has in its phrasing.
A legit educational institution wouldn't platform total radicals, right?
And here's the problem. Here's the problem with this side of thinking. This side of thinking is exactly what creates and fosters an ill-gotten, rotten education system, which is what we're dealing with right now in America, where if you invited somebody like Charlie Kirk or even Ion Hersey Ali to a school, a higher education institution to speak, students would say, that person does not belong here. This person should not be able to speak here. And they, in fact, protest and shut out what is and should be a space for liberalism and free thought. So, no, a degree doesn't make you an expert. A PhD doesn't make you an expert. Experience, wisdom, knowledge is what makes you an expert. And if we're going to do this appeal to authority, guys, we live in the age where there's a computer sitting right in front of me. Anything that this girl knows or has read in her life, I can simply Google and do the exact same thing. Just because I didn't do it in a higher education institution does not mean I don't have the same knowledge that you have. And we pride ourselves in actually bringing in the best presenters for our 5-minute videos. So we can shrug them off and call them conspiracy theorists and say that they wear tinfoil hats, but in fact, they're just people who have knowledge in the field that they're discussing.
I mean, they talk to former White House press secretaries and CEOs and writers and politicians. By putting people like Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens and Steven Crowder next to actual politicians and moderate establishment Republicans, it makes those more radical voices seem less radical. In other words, PragerU's universal design language, the consistency of their presentation and branding across videos regardless of presenter, reinforces the notion that all of PragerU's content is equally legitimate.
Here's what we'll do to fix this. You know, on 5-minute videos where we have somebody with a PhD, we'll do the really nice editing and branding and the full face cartoons and we'll show everything. And then when we have like a Charlie Kirk or a Candace Owens, we'll make them with stick figures. So that way you can figure out who's got the PhD and then you can figure out the person who doesn't. Like, your criticism is that we have such good branding and such good animation on our videos and we're so consistent with it that it draws people into our message and they want to see more. You're just praising us, essentially, but you just don't like it because we are conservative.
In this way, more radical figures like Dennis Prager and Candace Owens, along with Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin, are cast as equal participating members of the same institution as Ginny Thomas and Dana Perino. PragerU inculcates a chain of equivalence between the neoliberalism of Reagan, the neoconservatism of George W. Bush, the Tea Party, Trumpism, and key figures of the alt-right. This also obfuscates the distinction between PragerU's mainstream presenters and their radical counterparts, essentially allowing viewers to sleepwalk from established orthodox conservatism into radicalism without realizing it. PragerU's style makes all these figures appear more qualified. You know how people used to make all those, like, fake Abraham Lincoln quotes and put them in those really, like, official-looking meme formats with the big black box where the text is, like, next to the portrait? And then everyone on Facebook was like, oh yeah, that looks real, that's totally legit, that was definitely an Abraham Lincoln quote. That is what PragerU is doing.
Again, can you please give me an example? We're halfway through your video. You've not given a single example of us ever lying or bending the truth or creating a bit of propaganda. Please, I hope the next half of this video is you just going through and substantiating everything that you're saying, because it's so wild and so emblematic of the time that we live in now that you can simply turn on a camera and just say things with such confidence, with such gall, with such audacity, and not substantiate them whatsoever. And then 150,000 people watch and go, absolutely, this is so correct. Like, I'm so glad you made this video that says absolutely nothing for 22 minutes.
Their channel and website are really polished with nice matte colors and consistent branding. Most people know that Prager University isn't a real university, but they really do advertise themselves as an alternative educational institution.
Indeed.
They're put together, and when they create content that looks like something a real university would make, their videos are a lot easier to swallow. PragerU unites the American right, from Reaganist orthodoxy to the alt-right. These ideas are presented using the same branding and are thus portrayed as equally legitimate, sharing in Prager's university status and slick presentation style.
She's just saying the same thing over and over.
PragerU treats all its presenters as equal representatives of one institution. Basically, their content looks like something you'd see from Khan Academy or in a TED Talk, and that makes you trust them the same way you'd trust something that you heard from Khan Academy or in a TED Talk. It's just that with PragerU, the people that you're listening to aren't experts in their field or qualified scholars.
Well, except they are. Like, by and large, they are. If you go and look at our PragerU contributors and you read through their educational careers, their professional careers, where they have worked and what projects they've done, they very much are experts and scholars in their field. Now, you can try and denigrate somebody's career by saying they didn't go to a higher institution of education in order to amass the following and the support that they have for the message and what they're saying and studying, but that doesn't invalidate their expertise on the subject whatsoever. And even if that was your criteria for whether or not a video is legitimate or not, more often than not, our 5-minute video presenters are people who are scholars in whatever it is that they are talking about or discussing. I don't know how else, what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, we have former Pulitzer Prize winning journalists, former prime ministers. We have MIT and Harvard professors that have done videos for us.
Economists, scientists of all kinds.
Exactly. And to your point, we don't necessarily appeal to authority with that, though. That's not why you should watch it. You should watch it because the content, we stand by the arguments that are made, the information that's given, and we list all the sources on our videos that you can go look up if you're worried about them being trustworthy. You can go look up, and if you have any doubts, check the information for yourself. But we stand by the content and the information. What you're doing is critiquing all of the smoke and mirrors around it and not getting to the substance of what we claim. There hasn't been one effort to rebut or call into question any claim that PragerU has made in any of its videos yet.
No, and we would be absolutely ready for it. Here's a super chat from Rude Broadcast. Conservatives like Amala can't handle intelligent leftists is the marketplace of ideas. Period. Grammar. Period. But no, we could. If there was a claim made in this entire video, we'd be able to rebut it and very, very quickly. Unfortunately, there has not been one. And in fact, on this program, we offer space. This table's quite big. Any leftist can come sit at it and rebut anything that I say on any given program, and we will be able to back up everything that we say because we pride ourselves on the quality of the education and the information that we disseminate to other people. Here we go.
They're news pundits and conspiracy theorists and discredited academics. So we have these radical right-wing presenters who are featured next to establishment Republicans, which makes them seem less radical. They're on the same field as these others, so they can't be that bad, right? And then these presenters are given the same polish. Their radical beliefs are presented in official, sleek infographics. White supremacists don't use infographics. These people are taken seriously by institutions that make cute little animations for them. No one with cute little animations could really be that bad, right? Well,
still waiting
they
for
are
an example.
Bad. They're just paying their graphic designers to make them look good. But that brings us to our next question. How did they get all this money for graphic designers anyway?
Can't wait. Please. Of course, the YouTube ad. Yeah, how did we get the money? I can't wait to hear the claims that are made here. Is it going to be some spooky alt-right pipeline where we get donations from people who aren't just regular everyday Americans who sign up for our Prager United campaign, which apparently she also hates because you give $35 a month and you get merch from us. But we'll see. Where are we getting our millions of dollars.
I just got to say, this is probably going to be our director of design's favorite video ever made because she keeps complimenting the quality of the graphic design. So shout out to the design team and director of design, Alex. You guys are killing it.
They're all in-house as well, which I know is super scary, and they work very, very hard to create all the designs, and they're constantly innovating and recreating things that we're doing and rebranding. So thank you for the praise.
PragerU has a budget
Let's fix that.
We need more Prager United donors so that we can afford a better cable that we don't lose connection.
We do. We have a two-person team right now working on this podcast. And now, are we connected
again?
Yeah,
we're good.
Let's go back to where she talks about where we get our money from.
Next question. How did they get all this money for graphic designers anyway? PragerU has a budget of tens of millions of dollars. A lot of this money comes from individual donations and from the conservative donor network. But a lot of their money also comes from YouTube.
You notice how when she's saying something that is totally normal, she like just quickly and softly passes by it. Oh yes, a lot of their money is from average Americans and people who support the content, but a lot of their money comes from YouTube. Oh, crazy. And really, we don't make that much money off of YouTube AdSense, but fair enough, whatever. Let's hear what else she has to say about it. But she was very quick to just skim over the fact that much of our donations and much of the support that we gather as an organization is from average Americans who come across our videos and go, you know, not only did this help me, it helped my family, it helped my peers, it helped me rebut arguments that I'm hearing about, it helped me feel better about the lifestyle that I'm leading, or it actually gave me guidelines and guidance on how to lead a better lifestyle. And that's why I'm willing to give you money for the content that you're giving us for free.
To understand how they took over right-wing YouTube, we first need to understand the algorithm. So the algorithm is built on connections. It's all about finding videos that connect to each other and all about, well, if you like this, then you'll probably like this other thing too. For an example of this, think of the Paul brothers. On their own, they may not have done as well, but because they made similar content and made it really obvious to the algorithm that they were connected, they were able to bounce off of each other and both able to sort of skyrocket to fame. This tactic was also used by the members of the original alt-right pipeline. Like this chart shows, all of these various right-wing creators featured each other in their videos. They did collaborations, they went on each other's podcasts, they built each other up. And this is exactly what PragerU is doing. Sort of. See, PragerU isn't shouting out right-wing creators or telling you to subscribe to the Joe Rogan podcast. What PragerU is doing is bringing all of these creators in-house. And because PragerU has all these different videos about different issues featuring different speakers from different parts of the right, their videos are recommending more of their own videos. It's all internal. Instead of helping other channels grow, it's all feeding back into itself.
Oh, wow. Anyways, you know, if you go on YouTube today, I guys want you to do just a really quick test. It doesn't have to be searching PragerU. Search any YouTuber that you like watching, click their videos, and then see what's recommended after you finish watching that video or right after you click it. It's going to be more videos from that same YouTube channel because you clicked it and they went, oh, you must be interested in this. Algorithmically, let's give you some more. And there are plenty of other YouTubers who bring on other creators onto their shows and they go, hey, you know, let's make a video together. And then when you click on that video, guess what you get recommended? More from that creator. It's not different if you're doing it for conservative politics, for leftist politics, or if you make videos of your dog eating different types of dog food. If you click those videos and you watch it, you're going to get recommended more. That's simply the way that all social media algorithms work. It's not just something that's specific to YouTube that we somehow hacked in order to create an alt-right pipeline that once you're through it, you have a torch and a pitchfork. It's what everybody else does. It's in fact what she does with her YouTube channel.
So let's take a step back and take stock. PragerU is doing the same stuff that the first alt-right pipeline was doing, but...
Correction, we're doing the same stuff that everybody else on the internet does.
But doing it all themselves, doing it with a more widely cast net, doing it in a polished faux academic style, and exclusively reaping all of the rewards, both algorithmically and monetarily. In other words, PragerU replicates the alt-right pipeline, but on a much larger scale. It broadens the network to include a much wider swath of the American right, And by placing the entire spectrum of right-wing politics under one roof with identical branding, it inculcates a sense of equivalence. In short, PragerU increases access to the alt-right and simultaneously mainstreams, legitimizes, and funds it. PragerU extends the radicalization pipeline to include the mainstream right, and then seeks to extend it further still, exposing more and more viewers to alt-right thinkers and priming them for even more radical positions. This is, in essence, the clear and present danger that PragerU poses.
Clear and present danger that we pose to you. Honestly, you know what? I love this video. I love it because somebody's going to watch this and they're going to have no idea what PragerU is, or they're going to have this deep disdain for PragerU, and then they're going to be like, let me go check out their website, and they're not going to see any of this substantiated with what she's saying. They're going to be like, wow, they made a video on how to date, or they made a video on what inflation looks like and how it affects the economy, or, oh, they have a black female presenter who does a podcast every day where she talks about the news. This is not at all what I heard from Zoe B, who claimed that we are an alt-right white supremacist organization. And I hope that everybody who works at PragerU is watching the show right now, because you should be blushing. You should be like, oh, Zoe, stop. I know I do my job well. I know we created one of the largest networks for conservative thought ever. That's how you should feel. Because all she's saying is, PragerU is doing such a great job with all the videos that it's creating, how they get those videos out to people, how they catch the algorithm on social media, not just on YouTube, but on so many other platforms, and then going, but I don't like it because they're conservative. That's all she's saying.
So what do we do about this? Like, they're obviously bad and just getting worse as they grow, so we need to find a way to stop them, right? Well, one of the things we can do is what I'm doing.
We need to find a way to stop them? That just sounds like you want to step on people's free speech. We're not doing anything illegal. We haven't done something that we've somehow cracked the code that nobody else has cracked before. We're just making videos and putting them on the internet, and we need to be stopped? For what? For what? Again, I'm going to read some super chats before we continue on this. Super chat from Red Pilled Redhead. Nice name. This person is an elitist, implying that university education is indicative of knowledge. Isn't that ableist? €5 for you for my birthday yesterday. Oh, happy birthday, red-pilled redhead. Thank you so much for the €5. We really appreciate it. And yes, just because you went to university does not mean you are any smarter, any wiser than the rest of us. In fact, you can look up any Harvard or Ivy League education and basically read all the books that are given to them in school. So we're in a new day and age now, and college and university is really going out of style, unless you absolutely need it for the career that you are pursuing. So that appeal to authority is not going to work on people anymore, which is why you got 11 million people watching every single Joe Rogan episode that goes out, and about one-tenth of that watching CNN. Because the experts, turns out, don't know as much as they let on. Now, Reese from Philly, the Red Dragon, says, so proud of you. I'm telling all my red pill friends about you. Thank you so much. Zoe's gonna hate it. And lastly, Gail Martin says, here's a donation from me to you so I can upset Zoe. LOL. That's what I'm asking you guys to do today. If you would like anything from the PragerU shop, it is 25% off. You should go if you want some PragerU merch, buy it, and then maybe go to Zoe's video and say that you support PragerU and you sent us a donation and you got it 25% off, because white supremacists are good for nothing if not a good deal. Okay, guys, let's keep watching.
Response videos are good at raising awareness and making fun of some of the more absurd claims that PragerU makes, but they're
what
also
claim has she
not
made
necessarily
fun of?
Serious takedowns of serious issues. So one of the other things that we can do as creators is to use some of the tactics that they use, but in our own stuff. They have found this great way to help themselves grow and to take over the algorithm. They know how to manipulate those connections that YouTube looks for when figuring out what to recommend.
Manipulate? We just make videos and people like to watch them. Girl.
Yeah, and just
there's
can
no
I just say, as someone who is very familiar with the back end of analytics of PragerU's YouTube channel and content, they are not doing us any favors with the algorithm.
No.
I'll just say that right now. And we also sued YouTube not too recently, so that you know,
they don't like us at all.
They don't love us very much, and they're not. You can see how much of your video traffic comes from being recommended by YouTube, and it's not very friendly to us.
It is not very friendly to us because it turns out big outlets like YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of these different massive places that people go for their information and entertainment, they don't like conservatives. She even went as far as to acknowledge that, and to even go to the page where it shows our censored videos. Yet she somehow thinks that we are some manipulative YouTube overlords who are capable of getting a conservative message out despite every single barrier set in place. No, we just do it because we, in fact, put out a message that people want to hear and are lacking because people don't allow us to be on the internet. And through all the fights that we have with YouTube, we somehow manage to stay alive on these pages. And we are constantly in a swimming upstream battle with each and every one of them, which is why we've sued them.
To people. Now, I know that we can't all feature each other in all of our videos, but making more connections and doing more collaborations can only help. Something else that is severely lacking, though, is scholarly research. I want you to guess how many scholarly papers mention PragerU. Not just, like, about the concept of the alt-right pipeline, and not even solely about PragerU, just that mention PragerU. Guess. 100? 1,000? More? Put it in the comments. Well, the answer is 5.
And your point is? Still waiting. Still waiting. Back to us.
That's a complete red herring statistic to offer.
It is.
Like, why PragerU doesn't claim to be a university, like, education institution, official one that publishes cited research that people should cite.
Right.
So
so how is that even
It's a complete red herring of a point.
It really is. And it's about the only point she's even tried to make this entire video.
I can count the number of scholarly papers that mention PragerU on one hand. And two of those papers aren't even published yet. I actually had the opportunity to meet...
Not a point at all. So two of the papers haven't even been published. What does that say? That doesn't say anything about the state of what we do.
And how much do you want to bet those papers are probably just studies like this that are looking to frame PragerU as this indoctrination outlet by some left-wing university outlet.
Right, which is so funny because we had in our PragerU employee meeting this morning, and our CEO got on and hopped on and was telling us a story of somebody she met on a plane who at first was, you know, saying, well, I don't really know all that much about PragerU. Can you tell me more? And our CEO sat and had this whole conversation about how open we are to people of different ideas, and we bring in all these people, and we try to get out good information to others and fight the propagandists and just paint what is an all-encompassing view of what it could mean to be a conservative or a free thinker or somebody who simply loves America. And by the end of the conversation with this young girl, she goes, actually, I do know what PragerU is. And I wrote a whole dissertation about PragerU in college that was really not painting it in the best light. And she was even apprehensive to even show this to our CEO after hearing what we actually do as an organization. And that is a perfect example of what everybody does for the most part on the progressive end when they look at PragerU. They have this caricature that they've already painted. They'll go and make a 22-minute video about it without watching any of our content and then go, well, they're not a real university. And then when confronted with the actual evidence of everything they say being untrue, nothing. The video stays up. They don't take accountability for it. Zoe, you have a fresh invite to be on my podcast anytime you'd like. And hopefully you come with examples of 5-minute videos that you don't like and things that we say that you don't like. And I would love, you can even sit right here. We can do it virtually if you're more comfortable doing it from your own home studio. And you can talk about all the issues that you have with PragerU to me. And we can go back and forth. And I would love to see that happen. Because in this video, it did not happen.
With a few researchers who are really diving into PragerU, and I used two of their soon-to-be-published papers for this video. One of their papers is forthcoming in the journal Patterns of Prejudice, and the other is forthcoming in Identities, but is still in the review process because academic publishing is a whole thing right now, so.
If this video is based off of those college papers, boy, is that just an F grade for what our colleges look like right now, that somebody can spend what is probably months looking into what we do here as an organization and write a paper about it, and this is what you get out of it? That is the thesis. That is the backbone of a paper that you've made about an organization that has been running for 10 plus years now with hundreds, if not thousands of videos now on the internet. That's what you got from us. That speaks to what university is like, that appeal to authority. That's the appeal to authority that she's making.
Big shout out to Rob and Tom at the University of Sussex. Thank you folks so much for doing this work. It is incredible and really helpful. But even with these papers, there is still a massive gap in the research here. And this has some pretty dire implications. Like, if no one questions PragerU, then are they just free to do whatever they want?
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. It's almost like we live in a country that values free speech, where no matter what, whether or not people question you or have criticism for what you say, you can still say it. In fact, you can make videos about it and put it on the internet. I know that's wild. I know that sounds like freedom, which is really scary, but that is the reality.
If no one is keeping tabs on them and measuring the impact they have, then how will we ever really know what kinds of effects their massive media empire has?
Oh, look at our website. We keep tabs on the effect that we have on people. About 70% of people who watch our 5-minute videos get their minds changed. Why? Because we do lots and lots of research, and we give them all the sources to go through and to challenge their own perspective. And we don't do so with the caveat of saying, by the end of this, you need to be a conservative. You can be whatever you want to be by the end of watching a PragerU video, but what you will be is informed, because that is what we do. We educate and we entertain here. And to have such a nefarious video made about us when you're looking at what PragerU is essentially right here, and you can come and visit our office really at any time and see all the people who work here. Come on now.
This research gap is a huge issue and definitely needs to be addressed. So if you're a social scientist or a graduate student who studies this kind of thing, then consider diving into the world of PragerU and the effects that they have on the new right. Because until we have a handle on who they are and what they're doing, we won't be able to combat their misleading and dangerous misinformation.
Give us the misleading and dangerous information, please.
And if you are interested in doing scholarly research in this area and you want to reach out to the authors of the papers that I've cited here, I have been given full permission to post an email address in the description, so feel free to get in touch with them. And thanks again to Rob and Tom for sharing their work and being a part of this project. It would not have been possible without you two. The last suggestion I have for how to move forward is to support the folks who are actively working toward changing education.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Not just providing a counter to PragerU, but actually trying to change the foundations of how we think about education.
Oh, I bet they are.
And that's where the Human Restoration Project comes in. The Human Restoration Project is a nonprofit that aims to illuminate, foster, and challenge traditional and progressive educational practices by bringing the humanity back into education.
Oh, okay. Hold on real quick. Let's see. Would she just plug what's the name of this place again?
The Project is a nonprofit that aims to
Restoration Project. I'm going to look up their website just real quick before we close out the video for today, because I have a feeling not only is it going to be the antithesis of PragerU, but we're going to get some very interesting stuff here. Now, let's look into this Human Restoration Project. Let's go to maybe about initiatives. I just want to see if there's like some 1619 project stuff. I was on this page earlier. Let me zoom in here so you guys can get a read on this, because I imagine we're gonna find something. Militarism. There we go. Developing anti-racist UDL, whatever that is.
Equity-centered teaching.
Where's that?
Equity-centered
teaching. We all know that to be a massive leftist buzzword. Revolutionizing equitable college admissions, which we all know what that looks like. That looks like, oh, black student in, white student out. So
social justice, gender identity, and liberatory pedagogy.
And we're the ones trying to indoctrinate people. Like, come on, guys. And I'm, you know, I am happy that I went through this and like looked. This is exactly, not only is this like the antithesis to PragerU, but it's even farther than that. I don't know what we can call this. Maybe we need a word called alt-left, where it's actually where you guys are not in promotion of racial and religious and gender-based equality, because this is certainly not it. You can paint what you're trying to push with beautiful words like equity and equitable college admissions and social justice and gender identity and liberalism, but what you're actually doing is creating divide. What you are actually doing is fostering a future of inequality, and if not inequality, equity, where everybody is poor and told that it's raining when they're being peed on. That's exactly what you are fostering with this Human Restoration Project. So I think that's where we close out the video. We're not going to go through her entire sponsorship. I imagine they paid her to create this exact video and that they sponsored her, which I think is what she said there. So what did we learn today? We learned that PragerU's marketing and branding is beautiful and it looks great and it's uber consistent regardless of who our presenter is for the video. So a big thanks to the design team. We got told that our marketing strategy is brilliant as we are funneling millions of people into what is sometimes a conservative message, but not always. If anything, free thinking and pro-American. So shout out to the marketing team. We got told that our influencers are really great at making funny little eye-catching videos that people want to listen to. So shout out to all of our influencers and people who work in social media. And we got told, or I told you, that our merch is 25% off. So shout out to everybody who's working on our merch store as well. And anybody who is supporting PragerU in any way, shape, or form. You guys are supporting us by watching this very podcast. So we thank you. And yeah, I don't know. Send us some love, maybe, if you'd like to donate, and let Zoe know that you sent us a nice little donation towards the alt-right pipeline. Any closing thoughts, Taylor?
Yeah, just that, you know, the claim was made in that video that we are this massive media apparatus that is brainwashing people. And, you know, we are totally okay with content and creators and platforms that are critical of us, that are antithetical to everything that we say. We are the opposition, actually, and we're putting out our ideas out there, and we welcome criticism. We welcome, and we offer to leave it to you, the audience, to investigate what we say and weigh it against what you're hearing from other sources and come to your own conclusion about things. But think about who really is the massive media apparatus that controls the airwaves and that is indoctrinating the masses, because all of Hollywood, all of the mainstream media, all of our academic institutions, all of our companies with all the woke virtue signaling, they're all beating the same drum and telling you the same progressive orthodoxy everywhere you turn.
Everywhere.
And we are an alternative voice. And what is their reaction? Not, oh, let us address the arguments and the things that we disagree with and the way let's have a nuanced conversation about things. It's, oh no, you're a defiant voice. We need to stamp you out. It's the same spirit that comes from that disinformation governance board, the Ministry of Truth that was being created. It's the instinct to quash disagreement rather than engage it in good faith. And this is not a good faith video. It says, if you want to fight against this, make rebuttal videos like me. You didn't rebut anything. You didn't take any claim that we made in any of our videos and say, this is why you're wrong or anything like that. So we welcome that. We welcome the dialogue. Nothing against Zoe as a person. I'm sure you feel the same way. We totally welcome you on the show. And we want to have dialogue. Let's talk about ideas on their merits in good faith. That's what we're all about and trying to do on this show and at PragerU. So those are my closing thoughts. Is we are not the media apparatus trying to control the masses. We are simply exercising our free speech, inviting others to do the same, inviting you, the audience, to make your own decisions, come to your own conclusions about anything that is said.
Which is why at the end of the show, we always close out by, if I said something that you guys did not like or disagree with, please put that down in the comments below. I love to read through and look at your differing perspectives. If there's something that you wish I would have said, a point that I didn't get to or didn't make, leave that in the comments down below. Or if you agreed with me, leave that in the comments down below. And to Zoe B from the Zoe B YouTube channel, you're more than welcome to be on the show. And if you do decide to come on, please point out all the 5-minute videos or any PragerU content that you seemingly disagree with, and we will have a full-fledged conversation about all of those things. Would love to have you on. Would love to discuss it. Was not too impressed with this video, but I won't knock you for it. I can imagine through looking at this human restoration project, we had a lot of the same views if you had met me about 4 years ago, a little different now. So I would love to have you on to discuss my alt-right beliefs. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single day when we go live. 3 p.m. and then 6 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to listen to us rather than watch, go to Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review because the leftist leaves 1-star reviews and we need to boost ourselves up a little bit. So help us out if you can. And like I said before, PragerU, our shop, our merch is now 25% off. If you'd like to support the second alt-right pipeline in any way, shape, or form, I know it's devious. I know it's nefarious. I know it's one step away from Charlottesville, but you guys could get a really cool t-shirt, apron, dog bowl, hat.
Do we sell tiki torches on the website? Or
we don't sell tiki torches.
Gotta get on that.
We don't sell white hoods. I've pitched that to the marketing team. They were not happy with it. But I'll call Dennis up and see if we can get that in stock maybe next week. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.